Today we're gonna bring the mood down a little bit, and we're gonna talk about burnout.
Yeah.
Because I've seen your guys' faces on those jammy stairs, and as the days loom and we get closer and closer to exam season, I can see the energy and the life gets drained out of you all so slowly. And so I'm really feeling for you guys. It's almost exam time. I know personally that I'm feeling swarmed and tired and just, and I came back with so much conviction after midterm that like exams are here, I'm ready, I feel rested, and I'm just like gonna live in the library and grind, grind, grind. And after the first week, I was done, guys.
Yeah, I couldn't anymore.
Couldn't anymore, right? And by the second week of term, I like really had to take it slow, but we don't have time for that. So I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about that. I was listening to a podcast called Call Her Daddy with Alex Cooper.
Call her
And she,
daddy.
Call Her Daddy. Have you heard it?
No.
I literally love that podcast.
Are you gonna call me daddy?
Absolutely not. You
Cool.
call her daddy. You pronounce her she. Since when?
Oh.
Call her daddy. Call me daddy, sweetie.
Okay, daddy.
Thank you.
Oh no.
So the host Alex Cooper on Call Her Daddy had Emily Nagoski on, and she was talking about burnout. So Emily Nagoski has a PhD in health behavior, and she speaks extensively about women's sexuality, and she also wrote a book called Burnout: The Secret to Unlocking Stress Cycle. And she wrote this book with her twin sister Amelia Nagoski, and it was based on an experience that they both had after Amelia completely like broke down during like while she was studying. That was odd. She like broke down while she was studying
Yeah.
and landed up in hospital because she was burnt out, and she couldn't believe that stress would have a physical impact on her. So here's Emily Nagoski. I've got a clip from this part episode on the podcast, and she breaks down to us what the stress response cycle actually is.
So the stress response cycle is this beginning, middle, and end. Well, if you're being chased by a lion, what do?
Run.
You run, right? So you start running. Lions are very fast, but you're very persistent. So you run as fast as you can back to your village. Somebody sees you coming and they open their door and they let you in, and you both slam your shoulder against the door and you hold it there really tight, and you see the lion charging. It's an extremely persistent lion, but eventually it gives up and it wanders away across the horizon. People can't see, but I am doing my lion
You're
walking
doing the
away
walk.
dance. This is the lion who's disgruntled. She's got to find somebody else to eat to feed her kids. And when you see the lion's tail disappear over the horizon, how do you feel?
Relieved.
Yes, you're relieved. You're glad to be alive. You love your friends and family. The sun seems to shine brighter. That is the end. That is the complete stress response cycle.
So I think it's very interesting and almost kind of comical how she compares the stress response cycle to
Yeah.
running away from a lion. But I guess that's really how it feels when you're in constant stress mode
Yes.
and your adrenaline is going, you're like fighting for these marks and you're fighting to finish these assignments on time, and you're going, 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 going. But there isn't like an end, like isn't really a point of relief and
No.
release, right?
And I feel that because like you finish a test and you've worked so hard for that test, maybe it goes well, maybe it doesn't, but you don't find reprieve because there's another one.
There's another one.
There's always another one.
20 minutes later, you have two. I've got two tests on Monday, and I was just telling Thomas about
Yo.
this.
And
So
for once, I feel actually, I always feel bad for you, but like, I feel empathy towards your life.
what do you mean you always? Okay, listen, we'll talk about that on air. We'll unpack what you just tried to say. So now Emily goes on and she explains what actually contributes to the end of the stress response cycle when you're chasing after a lion, right?
It is easy to believe it is the running or the disappearance of the lion. So which is it that causes the completion of the stress response cycle? Is it the lion going away or the fact that you ran and somebody helped you?
Which one is the answer? Is it the lion going away, or is it the fact that someone else helped you escape from the lion that relieved you of the stress?
Someone helped me.
Someone helped you, right? That's what I'd also say. Let's hear what the answer is.
It is the running and the fact that someone helped you.
So I think that's quite sweet. Let's
Yeah.
try compare that to everyday life, right?
Yeah.
So you're studying, you're studying, you're studying. And eventually you finish the test, And I think that's the end of the lion, right?
Yes.
The lion is walking away.
It's walked.
And it's walked, it's done. And then I think that moment where you recognized for how much you've done, or like someone is like celebrating you and your achievements, and someone is recognizing what it took for you to get to the end of that paper and do what you did, I think that's a source of release for me personally.
Yeah, I think so too.
What I'm hearing basically is that we've really messed up our natural human response to like stress and our natural human response to everything, because no one is running away from lions anymore. Like, we're just going and stressing out and no more nature and self-care and frolicking naked in the bush in the forest collecting berries, which was apparently so healthy for us. And I think now what we need to do is figure out ways of making sure that we are still completing the stress response cycle. So whether that's like going to the gym and actually getting on a treadmill and running.
Like I did 2 weeks ago.
Like, Cap, he didn't do that 2 weeks ago. But yeah, get on the treadmill, guys. Go on a hike. Like, make your body feel like you're running away from a lion and release that stress that's like pent up from like academic and work and all that aspect of your life, man. So now that we're onto that, Tom, I just want to check in on how you're doing. I know it's almost the end of the season, almost the end of the year. How are you coping?
I'm stressed. Academically, I'm stressed. But I don't feel overwhelmed, which is nice at the moment. I'm very happy that I don't feel overwhelmed, because if you were to ask me 3 weeks ago where I was sitting at, it would say very overwhelmed, because I felt like the work that I was putting in was not enough for the degree that I wanted to try and complete. But I think that's like you come to that realization and you make the changes that you need to. So I'm not feeling overwhelmed, stressed, but not overwhelmed.
Okay. So the pressure is getting worse, but you are still there fighting for your life.
Trying to,
right?
Yeah.
Are you still going to the gym? Did you actually...
Am I still going? Of course I'm going to the gym.
Cap, well, I personally am still going to the gym, and that's like the end of my stress response cycle. Maybe you should like scream into a pillow or something. That might help you.
Can I just scream here?
Absolutely.